Majestic Journey's coming around the field at a great rate. On the corner now, Graceful Glamour's in trouble. Going to the front, Perfect Jewel. Mystic Journey's the challenger. Perfect Jewel, the front runner. Mystic Journey, go, Betty, go. She's going after Perfect Jewel. The champ from Tasmania's hit the lead for Luke Curry. It's Mystic Journey in front. She's just the leader and wins it. Mystic Journey narrowly from Perfect Jewel in an epic battle. One more try or Spanish...
Oh, it was a great call from Terry Bailey. Go, Betty, go. That's what the whole of Tasmania and all her fans were yelling on Friday night when she won a stirring stock stakes over another very good mare in Perfect Jewel. And I'm sure it would have been a big relief for Adam Trinder, who was watching at home in Tasmania and joins us on Racing Pulse this morning. Adam, congratulations. Was that a weight off the shoulders Friday night?
Thank you very much, Michael. Very satisfying to see. Obviously, sort of, she had a start of a preparation which didn't work out as we'd hoped. But to get her back on track there in the stock stakes Friday evening was quite satisfying and reward for the filly. She's a champion in her own right, and it was just really satisfying to see it win for her.
And it was a big win too. She had to do it tough. Great to have the Tassie connection with Luke Curry on board. He didn't panic, but she had to make a long, sustained run out wide. What were your thoughts during the race?
So I was quite satisfied. Luke and I spoke on Friday morning there, and that was the way the race mapped. He thought if he could sort of be three wide with cover and track the Western Australian horse, sort of that's probably the best situation of what we would be presented, which was the way that it worked out. Obviously, the two best fillies in the race were both in the same running line, and they drew away to run first and second. So she's a better mare in that situation where she's got room to blend into a race. So I was quite content there, but to see her tenacity and determination there down the straight was very satisfying.
She's the pride of Tasmania. Do you feel the pressure and the expectation? Because, you know, things hadn't gone to plan in the early part of the spring.
Exactly right. Sort of probably only internal expectation and pressure. We run a tight ship, and we're only concerned about those that are directly involved with her, obviously, and concerned about her welfare. But as we said at the start of the interview, it was terribly satisfying and relieving to see her back on track.
Did you have any question marks about her?
Didn't. From a presentation since she'd been home and leading into this race, I expected her to win, to be perfectly honest with you. That's brought with danger. You only receive two emotions when you watch a race in that, and it's either disappointment or relief. Thankfully, we were able to feel relief. But no, the presentation leading in, she'd lost, and I think I reiterated the same to Luke, which gave him really good confidence in her leading into Friday night. I said, just ride her and trust her. Don't worry about the pattern of the race too much. I said, if it works out in your thought process, that's fine. I said, but if you find you've got to come back a little bit further and just let her travel, I said, you can trust her. When you ask her to be there for you, she will. And that's the way it worked out.
A lot of people had written her off after the two runs in the Lawrence and the Memsey. What do you think went wrong? Was it the fact that she didn't do well over here in Melbourne without you and her surrounds and the team?
So I don't think it was without me. I wouldn't be that ignorant, but I think she's just very, very routine. She likes a relaxed environment, which she receives here in Tasmania. Sort of, she did okay in Melbourne, but she's a very big eater when she's here at home, and sort of she lets a double handful every evening, which isn't an abundance of feed, but sort of when you couple that over 34 days, sort of, probably a lot of feed, and the fact that she's not licking the bin, which she usually does, suggests she's probably a little bit stressed and alert. So she probably just didn't relax down as well. Her training and everything was good. All reports were good, but the race day, she probably just raced a little bit empty. So we brought her home. She found a routine and went back to the tried and tested method, and thankfully it worked.
So what's the plan with her moving forward now?
So she's home in Tasmania. I'm just looking over her day yard at the moment. She's got her head in a feed bin and lovely and relaxed. So she'll go 5 weeks into the Empire Road, the old Meyer Stakes there on Derby Day. So that's the plan, sort of. That was potentially always our mindset the whole way through. As we spoke earlier in the year, sort of she held an entry for the Cox Plate, but I was always leaning towards keeping her at the 1600. So it's just the way things have transpired, sort of, that probably works out perfect now. So she'll have a nice little break between runs, which doesn't affect her whatsoever. She went 5 weeks between runs and stepped out to the mile for the first time there when she won it at Moonee Valley on Cox Plate Day, the first occasion. So she's not a filly that needs to race every fortnight, sort of. She probably goes a little bit better with a little bit of freshness under her. She went a month into the stock stakes, and as you saw, we saw a different mare there.
Absolutely, and Luke Curry, he'll keep the ride in the big one.
I would hope so, but I think it's probably highly unlikely at this stage. I would suggest that he's probably going to be obligated to Pretty Brazen, obligated to Tony McAvoy. So we'll just see as to which way that plays out. He runs on Saturday, I believe, Pretty Brazen, and we'll probably have more clarity post that. But it's my understanding that Tony will head in that direction with her. So, unfortunately, we'll lose Luke, which was a good connection and another facet to the win. We've been friends for years and grew up together effectively, riding through hunt clubs and the like, and chasing girls around when we were kids. So it was a good result. He actually said to me on Saturday there, he said, my father, he said, after all, any group one, a fall, a Magic Millions, he said he'd never text me. He said, but he texted me after this. He said he was wrapped. He was beside himself.
Oh, that is great to see. Well, that's, I suppose, another piece to the puzzle then. You've had Dharma before, who had such a great association, then Billy Egan, who didn't have the best of luck in the first two runs here. So are you going to wait and deliberate to see who is available on that day, or you've already got some ideas about who may partner her?
So we'll just wait and see as to how it plays out. Probably I would suggest it's most likely if Luke doesn't ride, a Kieran McAvoy will, which Kieran's a fantastic rider and a Group 1 rider. So that's probably our thought process at the moment, and that's most likely to come to fruition. So I would suggest at this early stage, a month out, if it's not Curry, it'll be McAvoy.
She's been so good for you, so good for Tasmania. What are you thinking long-term with her? Because this is a light prep now, and she's got plenty of racing left in her.
Yeah, so it's a light prep. I would suggest Empire Rose will do it this time around. There's probably not a lot of reason to press any further into the preparation, and especially in the current environment. Like, obviously, it worked out for us there on Friday evening, sort of travel and so forth, but not an ideal scenario when you can't be there, sort of. They're leaving your eye for 96 hours, which doesn't sit overly well with me. So I'd say we'll probably just go once more, and that'll do a put her away, and hopefully bring her back and focus on an all-star mile there in March. Back to Moonee Valley this time around, tracking which she's got such good form at. That would be my thought process.
Yeah, well, it's good to see Betty back, Adam, and we can't wait to see her over the Cup Week Carnival at Flemington as well. Congratulations on getting her back to her best.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Michael.